hey, I know what you're saying. Kelvin's going, oh my God, it took two people to replace me. No, it was, they both submitted the application form for to be a co-host, which basically said, I'll be there at 7. And they popped in and here we go. We're going to have two co-hosts today, Kelvin. So enjoy your holiday, wherever you're at. Kelvin is our normal co-host and he's gone today. Today we have Tina and Frazier. I think you know which one's which. And I'm not going to point. I guess I can point. There's this one's Frazier. No, wait a minute. This one's Tina. And this one is Frazier. There we go. I got that figured out. So in order to stay under our 10 minutes, which we'll try to do. And speaking of under the time limit, YouTube just lifted our limit of 15 minutes for videos. We can do them as long as we want. So we don't have to have that looming 15-minute wall hanging over our head, which we did when we early on started this. So let's talk about the Geyer Cook Report. On Monday, on August 29th, we talked about refreshing the routine, of course. That seems to be the trend on Mondays. And the first thing that we talked about was the fact that Facebook has modified or updated the trending feature that they use for what's hot and what's not a big deal on Facebook. So you'll want to explore that if you've got a Facebook presence and you're looking at trending items and using the ones that are related to your listeners to drive traffic. And another thing that we do for driving traffic is I've been experimenting and I'm pretty pleased with the results is to make an evergreen list of social media shares. And what I mean by an evergreen list is the things that will build your brand that are not seasonal, they're not time related, they're not 4th of July sale, come on down type of stuff, but rather ways that you can improve your website performance that can run any time of the year, right? They're not seasonal, they're not dated. And lastly, on Monday, and kind of a spin-off of verifying your website, and we talked about like Google Analytics and Search Console and so forth, and you have to verify to get authenticated into that. Verification of email addresses that you get on your mailing list is important. And the reason is you want to avoid bad email reputation. If you start getting enough wrong bad addresses on your mailing list and it goes out, the people that have the blacklists in the world are going to label you as a bad sender. You don't want to be there. It's a pain in the patoot, the kulu, as it were, to get that fixed. I don't know if you've had to do that. I would hope that you don't have to. It's not fun. Tuesday, SEO Tips Tuesday, on August 30th, the first thing we talked about is to make sure that every page has a description meta tag that is unique from the other pages. So if the description said, this is how we make pizza, don't have another page that says, this is how we make pizza. That's not about making pizza, but because you got lazy and cloned that page, never updated the site. Matt Cutts did a video on that. We've got that in the show notes and linked that as well. We got a post from Pro Blogger that really was a kind of an adoption of using Yoast. It's the Yoast WordPress SEO Toolkit. And basically, you can use it to optimize your entire site. Jim Stewart from Stewart Media, it's one of our, I guess, Australia's oldest internet business. And Jim wrote a very good article on using the Yoast for your WordPress site. So if you've got a content management system called WordPress, you want to install Yoast and get that done. And then we went on, and the RavenTools.com has a thing that's a site auditor built into it. You can go to site auditor, put in your URL, and it'll tell you what's good, what's not good about the things that Googlebot's going to expect to see or not see. So test your site there. It's linked in the show notes, which is the show notes. I should have mentioned that. See, with the new co-host, I didn't think of that. So blown away by having two of them. But if you go to the Geyer Cook Report, guyrcookreport.podbean.com, and that graphic will show up someplace in this recording. guyrcookreport.podbean.com, and then you'll get the links to all these things that we're talking about Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, excuse me. On also on Tuesday, we talked about 6 technical SEO tips to increase your traffic and conversions on your website. The things that Google might look at in terms of your web speed, if your crawl-friendly site architecture is there, and so forth. And then finally, we went into on-page SEO tips and tricks, which John Henshaw of Raven Tools, the guys that did that site auditor I just talked about, and David Vogelpohl, excuse me, David, if I said the name wrong, from WP Engine, had a great pre-recorded webinar they did about WordPress stuff. And it's more detailed than that. Go to the link and get a recording and give that a go. Okay, it's about an hour long to hear all of it. There are pearls in that oyster, is all the clues I'm going to give you. Wednesday, the Guyer Cook Report is called What's on Your Mind? Actually, it's What's on Our Mind. And in that, we got a link from Social Media Examiner, how to add a services section on a Facebook page is explored. And the details on doing that. The new layout for Facebook business pages, they have a tab option called services that's available. I've got an image there with a bright red arrow that'll show you how to do that. We also added on What's on Our Mind a thing from ChloeSocial.com about 28 ways to use your Facebook cover picture. Okay. And there's some darn good ideas. And I kept going, Chloe Social, we had something about Chloe Social. So I looked it up. Sure enough, we did. Remember when we talked about the social media calendar? She's the girl that did that. Chloe did that. And then we hadn't heard from her for a while because she's been working her tail off at an ad agency in South Carolina. She just got back into the blog the other day, and this 28 tips was the start of that. I look for more in future content to be a great stuff from her. And now if you hear a dog barking, you hear a dog barking. That's Fraser's been working on ventriloquism, and he's throwing his voice. He hasn't got any character actor's voice done. He can only do dogs so far. And that was really a great, it sounded like a real dog. On Thursday, B2B Thursday, we took the post from the Marketo blog and basically said, as a marketer, are you using social media to reach 67.4% of the internet users who are on social media in one form or another? Now, they're not. I'm not going to tell you that everybody's on Twitter or everybody's on Facebook or everybody's on Google Plus, but they're on one of those. And then the time it took me to tell you this, 180 new users are happening in social media. On one of the social platforms, there's no people. So if you're doing marketing, if you're in charge of campaigns, if you've got a special project, you need to get next to that social media and make it part of the mix and sharing that campaign idea. And then I did an online survey, and it talked about, well, when you're doing social media, which of these services are you posting to every day? I said, every day, what services are they? And so I made the list and I made it available as a free download. If you go to that link, the guycook.wordpress.com, et cetera, and you'll see the link in the show notes there. Just go to the B2B Thursday show. And then summer reading for B2B marketers, and this is what I'm sure Kelvin is going to do for most of his holidays, read blog posts about, well, what should marketers do in terms of blogging and how do I get back in the zone? And there's 10 things listed there, and those are all titles from blog posts. And I broke out one of them, an SEO for B2B, 3 reasons why you can't avoid B2B SEO anymore. And that is, get your search results in order, because the ones that are used in business consumer aren't used up in B2B SEO. So if you want to be the Edward Duster's company that likes to clean, that very well will not be used up in B2B presence. So you could make maybe a LinkedIn business page and have that phrase and not worry about it being overused. Like if you use the term real estate in a search term, it comes up everywhere with millions of responses because every real estate office and every desk and every agency is using it, okay? Number two, it said SEO can significantly increase the value of your content effort. So take the time to go into your search console from Google, the old webmaster tools, look what terms are being used to find your content, and then expand and grow that and build that. And the lastly, but not least, realize the value and the opportunity, I added to that headline, of mobile for B2B. The presence of mobile devices in B2B, lots and lots. Like I said just a minute ago, 180 new users in social media. I'd say the lion's share of those people are on mobile devices, right? They're either going to have a smartphone, a tablet, something like that. So we're done. We're going to do the shout outs. Thank you to Tina and Fraser for being here today. Tina, I think, had to do some dog sitting. She stepped out. The people at Basic Blog Tips, well, the person, I should say, Eileen Smith, for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. Thanks very much for that. And because she told us about Screencast-O-Matic, we can make a recording into YouTube, which, huzzah, we're in YouTube, and we can go over 15 minutes, which I'm sure we're doing today. And also, we will have ads in the future in YouTube and monetize the site. And speaking of monetizing, there's a patron link. If you want to become a patron of this podcast and help us out monetarily, that link, we'd appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to everybody in the chat. And I think the psychic link here, Fraser's got a new project. Tell us about that new project, Fraser.
Well, the project that we are currently doing is called Awake Africa Scotland the Musical. The project is to highlight the abuse of women in Africa and around the world on a stage show. We're currently building women's stories, survivors of abuse, not also through sex trafficking, to, and that is going to be the main content of the story, and we're going to put it into script form, which we have a writing and script team. We have a music team, because we're going to be putting an album together and seeking out artists to provide their music. So we're also looking to fundraise as well. So if you'd like to donate, we have a GoFundMe page. We also have one of our sponsors is selling natural soap. If you like your natural soap, you can buy some, and 30% of that will come to help the project. It is going to be held in Edinburgh. So if you're interested in being a sponsor or being part of it, you can get in contact with me through our website or through our Facebook page or via the Guy R. Cook Report.
Very good. Thank you for that. And as I say at the end of every show, so that we can have an ending point and I can do the edits that much better, I simply say it's a wrap.